All communication is shut off.
All hell is broken loose.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble.
And when Satan tempts us, what do we do?
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Welcome to the jungle, baby. Hope you got your shot.
Call now at 844-5600. 20 years of sports coverage. This is Nashville Sports Original. Sports Radio 560 WNSR on 95.9 FM.
Cry havoc and let's slip the hogs of war.
And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
All right, good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome into the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show right here on Nashville Sports Radio. Our good friend Greg Pogue still off. Joining us in studio today is the one, the only, an amazing talent who Nashville's lucky to have, the young Justin Beasley. How are you, Justin?
Far from it. Thanks for having me on again.
Say hi to Mr. Sonier.
Hi, Mr. Sonier.
Oh, I didn't realize my dad had gotten into the studio today. Where's he at?
He's right over there. Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing? Actually, he's going to be in town here in a couple of days, so I will be hanging out with him.
Is he Martin really?
Bees. Yeah, he's got
foreshadowing.
A convention over at the Opry Hotel this weekend. Starting this weekend. He'll be here in town for a week, so I might try to convince him to come in studio.
What do you mean, might try?
Well, he does what he wants to do.
He
does what he wants to do.
He's going to be
you
here.
Give him a call.
Friday.
Sounds big time.
I've had my face pounded in enough times to know to tell him what to do.
Mr. Sonia and Killer Bees. That's a combination.
That's a show right there.
Beasley, welcome in, man. You got big shoes to fill, and Greg Pogue. Are you up for it?
I'm not filling your shoes, and you're filling Greg's shoes. So
No, you're filling Greg's.
Good luck to you
because
for hosting the show, keeping the train on the tracks.
You're so sweet because I would not sit in that chair for $1 billion, nor talk into that microphone of Pogue's for $1 million. Because he's sneezing that mic 1,000 times.
That's good to know now.
without covering his mouth. Anyway, welcome. We've got a lot to get to today, as we do every day. National championship game last night. Villanova wins 79-62. Did you see that coming, Justin?
All week you hear, I guess the 24 hours leading up to the game, you hear Villanova's going to win by 10, and you're kind of like, Michigan's pretty good. I mean, to win five straight, to be at that point, I did not see them winning like they did. I mean, I don't think America wanted to see that either. That
Villanova?
Wasn't entertaining. Yeah, but I guess the law of averages works itself out. When 2 years ago they hit a game winner, you know, at the last second to win the national championship, then you have to suffer through 20-point blowouts.
Yeah, it happens, man. Remember, Super Bowls, you were born in 2004, but
yeah.
Before that, Super Bowls, and Charlie can relate to this, were awful in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And it finally got good when the Titans and the Rams, that game was one of the best ever. And then the Super Bowls got a little better after that. Now they're just really, really good. But you're right. And we talked, you know, it's funny, when Villanova won 2 years ago, that was the end of the crying Jordan meme for me when they beat North Carolina.
Right.
And the guy hit the last second shot and the ball was in the air.
Yeah.
And they superimposed the crying Jordan on the ball. In the air as it went in, and Jordan's at the game in the crowd, and I thought that was the ultimate one. So anyway, congrats to Villanova.
It's still going on, though. You saw the latest victim,
Sister
right?
Jean.
Yeah.
Somebody
was waiting for that.
The best part about the Sister Jean crying meme was the fact they put her glasses on top of it. I was in tears after that. All right, so they win 79-62. Villanova, that's their third national title, 85, 2016, and now 2018. Jay Wright with his second national title, and he hits another level. I mean, you become a – winning one, you know, you get a lot of respect. Winning two – is really good.
Today's the conversation of, does he belong in the same sentence as Coach K, Bill Self, John Calipari?
Wait, Bill Self only won one.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, guys that have done it, been there. I guess he's, yeah. Calipari's only won one. But you know what I mean? Like, if a Kentucky comes open or a Kansas or Duke one day, does Jay Wright leave? I think absolutely not.
Get it made.
But if you have more money and more resources, but he's done everything he needs to at Villanova. It didn't keep it
building.
Up. Why didn't
Coach
small school in Philadelphia?
Look at Coach K, man. Duke was awful when he got there in the early 80s.
Yeah, I mean, he's right up there. I mean, I'd say he's the best in the game today. He's won two of the last three. Doesn't have to do it with one and dones. Has a consistent program.
I think the one and done conversation is gonna
done.
Let me finish my point.
Try to
here.
Finish a joke for you.
That is just that's a sign of disrespect.
That's some stuff you would do though.
And that's a lashing
play
from Charlie during the break. Listen, I think you see now what Michigan did, what Villanova's done. I think the one and done conversation is going to be even more. Well, Michigan's always good. I mean, they got juniors and seniors on their team. Nobody leaves. I think more and more guys are going to start staying an extra year. I mean, because where do you get dumped in the G League, and so you make some money, and then 2 years later you're out of basketball.
Right.
Stay in school. Charlie and I got to grow up with Pat Ewing. Pat Ewing stayed 4 years at Georgetown.
College basketball was so good.
4 years at Georgetown. I know Jordan stayed 3 years, but three's better than one. James Worthy stayed 4 years, and all these teams, even Ronnie Cicely from Syracuse and Derek Coleman. And I know it's a different time, the '80s, than it is now, but that was college basketball. Ruled. I mean, it was amazing time. If these guys can stick around and stay a little bit longer, it'd be absolutely wonderful. By the way, the odds on the win in 2019, the odds are out. Guess who the favorite is?
Don't look at my pad, you cheater. Kansas? No, Duke.
That's right.
Kansas is like 3, Villanova is 2, Kentucky's 4.
Okay. Duke are the odds win at 2019. So hop on that train now, Justin, and get it done.
They have the Zion Williamson kid.
Yep.
Have you seen his highlights on Twitter?
Yeah, I saw the McDonald's All-American game last week.
LeBron looking dunks in high school where he's just like, you don't believe he's a grown man playing with high school kids, basically.
Well, that's rude.
That's the way it is.
You shouldn't have grown. They should have checked his ID then if he's a grown man doing that stuff.
Still time to do it.
If you're doing that, you shouldn't do that. So we got we've talked a little bit about tomorrow night, the jersey reveal downtown Nashville. Now, evidently, somebody's leaked these jerseys out. We're not 100% sure if it's it or not, but a lot like Uniswag, which is a very respectable place you see uniforms, they leaked the uniform out last night. And I got to tell you, awful. If that's what I'm seeing, awful.
Yeah, on first impression, definitely not impressed. But it's legit enough to look like it's real and not bad enough to look like it's super fake.
Right, that's a good point.
But there are noticeable differences. You see the T that is bigger than all the letters. The S at the end of Titans is also bigger. You have kind of a royal blue that is primarily the color, which there's been rumored that that's how the helmets are as well. And then you have the stars, which are like red, pinkish.
Yep.
That really stuck out to you as far as looking.
But I saw them on the backside, on the they're on the backside of the jersey, like on the collar of the backside.
Right. So you really won't be able to see
right.
it if this is the jersey.
Yeah. And then the numbers look Tampa Bay Buccaneers-ish.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, that's cool. That looks a little Greekish. The numbers
right.
like that. But like one thing I saw last night was it was obviously a Photoshop because the number was tilted to the side. I was like, no, I'm pretty sure that's not it.
So, that's a different picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it was another one. Somebody had done it like obviously as a joke and did it that way. But if that's what the uniform is going to look like tomorrow, I don't know what to expect. I mean, people wanted a lot of red in those jerseys. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of red or not besides the Nike swoosh that's going to be on there.
Right. And maybe they reveal more Color Rush, you know, kind of color schemes. Who knows? Maybe there's two or three different kind of those.
I'm interested about the helmets. I think the Titans helmets are the worst in the NFL. I think they're awful.
Really?
I'm not a fan of a white helmet and that little white blue thumbtack that goes. I'm not a fan of that.
Right.
I like a colored helmet, and I think that'd be really cool if there was something different kind of logo on that. A T
right.
with the Greek T or something. Just something different.
You think that will change?
I think you
for
got a
sure.
petition. I thought you have a petition in the league, right, to change your uniforms and change helmets and everything?
Well, they've already done that then, haven't they?
I guess.
I'm sure they have to clarify everything with the league.
Look at you thinking
you're I mean, thing. I don't know.
Yeah, well, then.
I learned a lot from you, Joe. So.
That's right. You haven't learned respect yet.
Right.
Well, all right. Anyway, so that'll be fun tomorrow night. We'll get more into that talk tomorrow. By the way, you come back tomorrow, too. You have no
contractually obligated to you.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
All right, we're bringing Charlie now. Preds and Panthers tonight in Florida. Preds still 113. Also, while the Preds and Panthers play tonight in Sunrise, Florida, Charlie, across the state, is it Boston at Tampa Bay or Tampa Bay at Boston?
Hey, it's Boston at Tampa Bay.
That's a big game Preds fans should be looking at, too.
Absolutely, because you mentioned that right now. The President's Trophy Racing, you talk about bringing in the disrespect here. You thought you had that with beads. You get that all with me. Nashville currently first in the President's Trophy Race with 3 games remaining, 113 points. The Boston Bruins, who Joe just mentioned, second with 110 points. They've got 4 games remaining tonight at Tampa. And then the Florida Panthers, this is why they are such an X factor here in the last couple of games of the season. Not only only are they struggling to survive their for their playoff lives, but they also play the Preds tonight, and they play the Bruins two of their last three games of the season. Oh. So the Florida Panthers will have a say in who wins the President's Trophy. When it comes to after Boston, it's Tampa Bay, 108 points, three games remaining. So while Tampa Bay led this race most of the season, they have fallen off. And tonight, Boston, Tampa Bay, one of those teams could find themselves eliminated. So a lot of clinching scenarios on the line for the Preds tonight. They could clinch the division, they could clinch the West, and they could move ever closer to winning the President's Trophy. That would be a collection of three very nice things moving in. If the playoff situation ended today, wild card number two would be the Colorado Avalanche at 93 points. They've got two games remaining. They're at San Jose, and then they are taking on St. Louis. Let's watch that game on Sunday, the last game of the season, the Blues and the Avalanche, because those are the last two teams fighting it out for the second wild card spot. Anaheim sitting in wild card one. Minnesota's got the third spot locked up, but Ryan Suter breaking his ankle means he is out for the rest of the season. That means Winnipeg is going to have a five-game walkover. They probably already were going to have that over Minnesota in the first round, but it just got that much worse. When it comes to this Panthers team, I mean, 78 games played. They're 40-30-8. 88 points means they're 5 points out of the last wild card spot in the East, but they are still technically alive. So fighting for their lives tonight as the Nashville Predators could clinch a division to eliminate the Panthers and move on to Washington. And by the way, boys, 5 years ago today, a fairly significant trade in Nashville Predators history as David Poile fleeced the Washington Capitals and got Philip Forsberg for Martin Erat and Michael Lotta. And just to finish off the schedule, it's Winnipeg at Montreal. You mentioned Boston, Tampa Bay. Vegas is in Vancouver. Dallas at San Jose. Those are the games affecting the President's Trophy in the Western Conference playoff race. And the Preds have been against Florida once already this season on the 20th of January. It's a 4-3 win. Pecorine made 37 saves. Kelly Yarncroke had 3 assists. Nick Bonino, a goal and an assist. And Fiala Subban, each with a goal in that game. So for the Nashville Predators, go on out there, step all over the Florida Panthers tonight, knock them out for the regular season, go ahead and clinch that division, and set yourself up nicely for Saturday night to be a true fan appreciation game, where it's the first game in franchise history that means absolutely nothing, because by Saturday night, the Predators will have clinched the number one seed across the board in the entirety of the NHL going into the playoffs.
Top that, Beasley.
Is the President's Trophy really bad to have?
No, only as... like Charlie said it, and our good friend Robbie Stanley said it, only if you believe in that stuff.
Do they? Do you know if they don't?
The Nashville Predators have said a statement from the beginning of the season was not only to come back this year and win the division, but it was to win all of the banners across the board, including the Stanley Cup. So President's Trophy is just another one of those, and I don't see any reason why you should fear greatness. If you're the best team, be the best team. Don't sit there and say, I don't want to be the number one seed because other number one seeds haven't won. Be better than those number one seeds.
Right.
If you have home ice advantage throughout the entirety of the playoffs, games 1-2, and then we also know 5 and 7 will be on your home ice. What a difference that could have made last year in the Stanley Cup final if, say, game 5 was here in Nashville instead of in Pittsburgh. It might have been the Preds beating the Pens 5-0 and then going on to get a disallowed goal to win the Stanley Cup in Pittsburgh.
Write that down. Don't fear greatness. Write that down, Justin.
Don't fear greatness.
Don't fear greatness.
Don't fear it. Be the best team in the NHL. You've been the best team for some time now. Why would you shy away from it just because other teams that won the President's Trophy haven't won the Stanley Cup? Yeah. That's not your problem. Your problem right now is finding a way to win 2 more games after you get to round 4.
That's exactly right. Last year, the Preds had to go on the road for every, and they stole games except for the Stanley Cup final. They beat Chicago 1-0, and they beat St. Louis. They had the goal for my main man, Vern.
Vern, yeah.
What's his last name?
Fiddler.
Fiddler, Vern.
Of course.
Fiddler. Then the overtime game against Anaheim with James Neal made the shot.
Mm-hmm.
So you stole home ice advantage. They had to go out and do that. And then, but you know what's funny about the Preds? Now, Beasley, you weren't here last year. Is that
you don't know where I was last year?
You weren't here. I know that. And when the Preds went to Chicago for the first round, I mean, everybody was like 4. You know, the prediction of 4-0. You know, 4-1, maybe 4-2. The series, and that first game, I still think was Pecorine's best game, in my opinion, which is nothing ever, because he shut down the Blackhawks in the first game, and then game 2, Zollnerchuk, Harry
Z.
scores a goal. I mean, a great goal.
It was
an
improbable number of depth scoring guys that ended up with game winning goals throughout that run. And that's the type of thing you have to have happen. But it was really weird. You just mentioned two of the guys right there. You'd never expect those guys to have game winning goals in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I mean, Vern Fiddler getting a winner there, and all kinds of guys were chipping in on the scoring last year. This team has been concentrating since they lost, since the handshake line, on getting back to exactly where they were and then finishing the deal. They've managed Pekka all season long. I mean, when you look at his numbers this season, in the last three seasons, he skated 61, 66, and 64 games. This season, 57. He's got 41 wins. That's too shy of his career high, and he's played that many less games. So the coaching staff has done an outstanding job of managing his minutes all season long. UC Soros' development has also helped with that. I mean, 10 wins from your backup goaltender, outstanding, considering the amount of troubles that he had earlier in the season when he had to go down to Milwaukee a couple of times. But Pekka Rinne rested, ready to go, and this Nashville Predators team has been working since the handshake line to get back to where they were. So they've managed their minutes, they've rested their players, even the top four defensemen are barely playing 20 minutes a night throughout the entire regular season. And you shave 4 or 5 minutes a night off of a player like Roman Josi, off of a player like PK Subban, and how much more are they going to have when it comes to opening up a series game one, game two on home ice? I expect the Nashville Predators to kick it into a much higher gear than what we have seen in the last couple of weeks. We know that they're capable of it. We've seen them against San Jose, LA, a couple of the top teams in the NHL. Now Tampa, they have shown they can beat the best in the league. They just have a problem with playing down to the worst in the league, and thankfully they're all eliminated right now.
And I'm sure you know the number, but David Poile at the trade deadline mentioned that, you know, the teams in the last 8-9 years that have won the title have had so many amount of forwards and defensemen that they've had to use to be crowned the NHL champions. David Poile now has the supply of men to fill those numbers, because you know guys are going to go down in the first, second, third round if you do play four rounds, which is almost 2 months worth of hard-hitting hockey.
Bees, what you're getting at is it's a war of attrition out there once you get to the final four rounds of the playoffs. And we saw last year, Kevin Fiala goes down with a serious, serious injury that he's come back from nicely. Ryan Johansson, a career-threatening injury that he had to be rushed to the hospital and have surgery on. You saw several players get injured throughout the playoffs. You make a good point right there. That's why Mike Fisher comes out of retirement, depth piece there. That's why Tolvanen now here with the Preds, depth piece right there. Only two games of experience, didn't expect a lot. I know a lot of people overhyped it entirely too much for his first two games. Give him a chance to get a couple of shifts under his belt, and then we'll see what he can do. So he's going to get a couple more games, but that's exactly why Hartman was dealt for. Fisher comes out of retirement, and Tolvanen's brought over from Europe. That is your backup right there. Now, as far as trade deadline adds, those three players don't rank very high amongst the other 8 or 9 teams that have added at the trade deadline to try to get over the hump. David Poile, the Nashville Predators, feel that they had enough. They're comfortable with the group that they had and just wanted to add some depth. But you look at a team like San Jose, who solidified themselves in the second spot in the Pacific. They had Evander Kane. He comes in and scores 9 goals since the trade deadline. That's why the San Jose Sharks are a threat now to whoever it is that they go on to face. And it looks like they might get Anaheim possibly in the first round. San Jose, Anaheim, that's always good hockey. You'll have to stay up real late to watch it all, but it's always solid hockey. But you're right. David Poile's gone out. He's gotten depth. Is it the scoring punch that other teams have added? No, but it is a chemistry component that I think helps the overall room. And these are plug and play type players. If you lose a center, Mike Fisher's ready to go. If you lose a top scoring winger, Tolvanen, ready to go. Hartman, bottom six, anywhere. You can Cal Yarncroke coming back soon. Should be ready for the playoffs. He can play on any line, any position, anytime you need him, any situation. So I think that the Predators got a good group put together, and my God, I hope we're talking about this for another 2 months and a week to go.
Absolutely we are. See, Beasley, you're called
up now.
Man. You're called up now. Congratulations to you.
I think everybody agrees they didn't need to change their nucleus and their core of players.
We don't talk science on this show.
They do have to, and here's some more science, they do have to keep that 8-seed mentality, you know, as the 1-seed going into the playoffs.
That's a hot take.
Hey, I learned a lot from Robbie Stanley and you guys.
Perfectly said right there, because it's a big difference when you're the underdog than to having a target on your back.
Let's take a break. I got to have a few moments with this guy taking over the show, Charlie. We'll back before.
You're right. You can have it back now. I'm out.
Not you. This Beasley guy over here with his science throwing down. All right, Justin Beasley in for Greg Pogue today. This is Nashville Sports Radio.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-442-0665. 800-442-0665. That's 800-442-0665.
Are you going to vote in the election?
No, I've never registered to vote.
That's too bad. Tennessee has the lowest voter turnout of any state in the nation. We've got to change that.
How?
Get registered to vote. Get the form online and mail it in. It's that easy. Do it now so you can help elect our next governor, senator, and local leaders.
Register to vote today. Tennessee should not be last in the nation in voter turnout. This announcement is from the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this Tennessee station.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. 800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031.
Nashville weather. Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers. High today in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny. High in the lower 50s. And tomorrow night, clear and cold. Low tomorrow night in the lower 30s. And it looks like sunny skies back in the forecast by midweek with much cooler temperatures. I'm Commander Chuck with your SkyWatch weather.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show, 615-844-5600.
All right, welcome back here to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show, Nashville Sports Radio. Greg Pogue on vacation. You should return, allegedly, next Monday. Justin Beasley from Channel 4 sitting in the day. Crazy Charlie here as well. Justin, you went over last night. You talked to Jim Courier in town for the Davis Cup. That's kind of cool to see Belmont, the Curb event. I was told not an events center. It's the Curb Event Center turned over as a tennis court. But you saw Jim Courier. Kind of cool, huh?
Yeah, Jim Courier was there to surprise the panel of, I guess, sports, want to be sports administrator type program at Belmont, and very cool to see him kind of talk about his career, being the captain of this team, how he coaches, you know, this team, and you know, kind of what to expect. But the Davis Cup at Belmont's really special because, you know, on TV you see kind of fans are kind of far away from the playing surface, not right on top of you.
Right.
Well, at Belmont you can see the green line, which is the playing surface. The green line, I mean, like the green exterior. And then, like, maybe a foot away are the bleachers, which will create a really cool atmosphere coming up Friday as far as, like, being so close and being intimate to, I guess, make the Davis Cup a little bit more better.
I don't want to be that close. If there's some intimacy going on, I don't want to be that close.
Well, it just depends on what kind of tennis player you are.
Okay. All right. So did it look cool, though? Were the nets up or anything?
Yeah, the nets were up. The balls were out. And not that I know anything about tennis, but sometimes when you go to these venues, they're rented out for concerts the day before and maybe the night after. The court has been out there for a couple of days.
Court
so the
Jeske?
Ball, yeah, so the ball – shout out to him. The ball will actually play well on that surface as compared to some place where you put the court down the night before or hours before.
So what
and
kind
have
of
no chance?
I actually got a serious question here. So what kind of court is it? Is it a?
I have no clue. I mean, tennis court. I don't. It's not clay.
Not clay. It's like. Is it grass?
It's not grass.
The turf.
Not turf. Maybe it is clay. I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the differences.
Clay, R.I.P.
I don't know about tennis, but it looks like the tennis court you go out and play at
where
at the school or something.
Where I live? No, thanks.
Yeah. Or at the local at your local apartment.
That's going to get potholes and everything around
but
there.
But it doesn't have that, of course.
I'm looking forward to this. I think it's a really cool event. It's an international event coming here. I think this is like, I'm not a big soccer fan, but I think it's great when international soccer matches come to Nissan State. I think it's great. I think the Davis Cup coming here is a cool thing. John Isner will be here, and Courier's a legend. I think it's really cool this weekend. Are you going out there?
I will be.
Yeah,
he will be, buddy.
I'll
be assigned to go out there. But I think it's really cool, especially just the format of it. You know, they'll have the drawings on Thursday of who you play. And you mentioned Isner. What was his game like? 5 hours? That's what he's pretty much most notable for.
The Wimbledon game where he had the game five, he won 51-49, the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
to win it. That was 2009.
5 hours worth.
They went to the next day, I think. If I remember that correctly, went to the next day. Yeah. So he's also 6'9" or 6'10". Went to Georgia. He's gigantic. So I think it would be a lot of fun. I think the whole – I can't name another guy on the team, but, you know, it's USA. It's all that matters. And so they beat Serbia, I think, earlier, and now they'll take on Belgium. Name a famous Belgian. Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn, yeah.
You know who that is?
I do.
Do you really?
I've heard of the name before.
Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's Belgian. Mm-hmm.
Might have heard of that before.
And then waffles.
And waffles.
Mm-hmm. So you got three things there. Davis Cup Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Curb Event Center going on over there. USA taking on Belgium. Should be a lot of fun. Have to do that. Now, let me ask you. Charlie and I, we had this talk yesterday. All right. Are you a Masters fan?
I'm not going to pretend to be a huge golf fan.
Thank you.
I mean, as somebody asked me yesterday, are you a golf fan? Well, if Tiger's winning on Sunday on the back nine, if I'm not doing anything, I'll tune in. So I haven't tuned in for, what, 5-6 years?
Right. That's the same I was. You know, we had the golf event a few weeks ago that Tiger on our air on NBC, and Tiger went to the final day in contention. Ratings were massive. Had he not been in that, I don't think anybody would have watched.
Nope.
And I saw the numbers. I see him week to week when Tiger's not in and when Tiger's in, and the numbers show me that people love when Tiger Woods is playing.
And I think that's why the NFL is so good. They have so many amazing characters and personalities, even the NBA. And then you have, like, golf, and you have Tiger Woods, Jordan Spieth, Phil Mickelson, and really they don't drive the needle like Tiger Woods does.
No.
And you think about it, all these guys that have gone on runs, and really the closest to Tiger lately has been Jordan Spieth, what he did a couple of years ago. Those guys aren't anywhere close to Tiger Woods and what he's done. That's why everybody in the sport, even the competitors that are right there with him, are rooting for Tiger. It's better for the sport. It's better TV. It's better competition. And everybody makes a little bit more money when Tiger's relevant. That's why I'm rooting for Tiger this weekend, obviously.
Absolutely. Pieces are going in Saturday. You know, and CBS is wanting that the same way.
Yeah, obviously.
To go in. I wonder why CBS didn't put the Masters on TBS.
That's a good question.
Good Lord.
But put the NCAA championship on TBS.
You had a blowout. You had on TBS. Charlie and I offered a tutorial yesterday on how to find TBS on your cable channel.
Oh, really?
We had a good crowd, too. We had sold out. I mean, it was after the show. We had a sold out crowd who came by and had a big meeting downstairs here, and people trying to find TBS. Wasn't easy, but by then we think we pretty much got everybody we could find TBS. So you had a blowout and all that stuff on TBS last night for maybe CBS was happy. That.
What was on CBS?
Oh, Kevin Can Wait. Last night, Kevin finds out that he's gained weight and got to lose some. That's tonight on Kevin Can Wait.
Last night, Kevin finds out he can wait.
That's what was on last night.
There you go.
I'm going to look and see. That's a good question. See what was on there last night. Yeah, if you want to call in, I don't know why you would. 615-844-5600. The great Justin Basil here. Justin can predict your future. Call in and ask. Man, what a great day. Jeff in the borough. Hi, Jeff.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Jeff, meet Justin Beasley.
I've already met Jeff.
Justin, I've seen you on the air, and you do a good job. And I don't know why you don't get more airtime, but maybe Joe wants to hog the camera, I guess. I don't know. But.
That he's been known to do it. He won't admit it to you, but he'll admit it to me.
I will not argue that.
I understand. There's three guys in that sports department, so I know it's tough to hog airtime.
Thanks,
airtime.
Jeff.
but just wanted to say, I didn't know if you guys heard or not, but TSU hired assistant coach. Basketball coach.
Yeah, who was that guy?
He was at Southwest. I'm not sure of his name. I just saw the little headline here. So they hired somebody. So
Look, you call the show and don't tell. You got to have. I need facts, brother. Information.
Well, you should have this information, Joe. You should know what's going on before I do.
I'm busy doing my stocks right now and taxes.
Well, if you're doing your stocks, you're hurting. If you're doing your stocks after yesterday, so.
Not really. I gained up. I have LA Gear stock, so it went up a little bit. So I was good.
Okay. Well, you're doing all right then, I guess.
I'm doing great.
And two UT things for UT fans. East Tennessee State put Randy Sanders on paid suspension. Don't know why. And the former great AD at UT, Mr. Curry, is going to teach for a week at an Ivy League school. So.
Yeah, he's going to do that at Columbia. Let's go back to. Why are you bringing up football?
I just saw that Randy Sanders is on paid suspension. He's a former UT guy and UT quarterback. Thought UT fans might want to know that. I know Joe, you're going to be in Nashville, going to be at downtown tomorrow night looking at those Titans uniforms. So thought you might give us a sneak peek on what colors they're going to be. I guess it'll be red, white, and blue, won't it?
I don't think any red's going to be on there. Let's back up a second. Who did Randy Sanders beat out for quarterback? Who beat out Randy Sanders for quarterback in the late '80s for the Vols? You remember?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Jeff Francis.
Okay. I thought it was Tony Robbins.
Wait. You doing Morse code back there? Tony Robinson was on the same team. Tony Robinson got injured in 85, blew his knee out. Remember what team he blew his knee out against?
Alabama.
Good job, Jeff.
Well,
hey.
He played pro football, but they had to get him out of prison. So.
Jeff, do you remember, so much to the show.
Jeff, do you know Tony Robinson won a Super Bowl ring? Do you know what team he won the Super Bowl with?
I have no idea.
He went with the Washington Redskins. He was a scab player.
Well, I know he was. They had to get him out of jail to play. But he probably sold that ring by now to get him some money. So probably sold it by now.
They just awarded him the ring. The Redskins did awarded the scab players the rings this past year. What I was reading.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you think he's already pawned it?
Maybe it's possible. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what he's doing now. So I don't know if he's doing after life after football or whatever he did after.
Hopefully,
after
he's being a nice contributor to society. Hey, Jeff, what about the two big commitments for middle basketball who've said goodbye?
Three.
Three. Now I hadn't heard, guys. I do know that one committed at Ole Miss backed out for Kermit. So I do know that too. So. One of their commits decommitted too. So it's something that's common these days when schools get new coaches. It's common. I'm hoping that Middle can sign some players. I hope McDevitt can go out on the trail and get some players to sign, or maybe these three guys will come back. I don't know, but you know I hope they can. And they're going to need some after losing four seniors this year. And I don't know how good Justin. How good do you think they can be this next year?
I don't think they'll be really good at all. Even Kermit Davis said that it was going to be a rebuilding year just because of, you know, who they lost as far as Giddy Potts and Nick King. But it was going to be a transition year whether they had a new coach or not. But, I mean, the three recruits were supposed to be the best as far as collectively in program history under at least Kermit Davis, and all three have backed out. So that's not a good sign. But, I mean, most of the time you commit to the coach, not the university. Although you would like for kids to commit to the university and the experience and not the coach, but that's not how it works out today.
Yeah, well, I'll say this too: as far as the men's side next year, I think going into the season next year, I think that Western Kentucky and North Texas will probably be the favorites to win to win the conference next year. North Texas got a lot of players back.
Really?
North Texas got a lot of players back. They won the CBI this year, and Western making the NIT Final Four. They've got three seniors, I think, but they've got a really good young nucleus. I really like that kid Hollinsworth that plays for them. He's a freshman from Lexington, and he had a real good year this year. So I think those two teams will be near the top. I hope Middle is. I just don't know much about McDevitt as far as his coaching style, what he's going to do, and things like that. I know when Kermit was here, he was more of a defensive type coach, and I don't know if McDevitt's more of an up and down.
Yeah, McDevitt's an up and down
offensive guy, so I don't know.
Yeah, he'll play as fast as you want to, and Joe, I'll say this. Rick Stansberry is benefiting a lot from Kermit Davis going to Ole Miss.
Oh, he is. Hey, Jeff, I just got a text from Chris Massaro. He asked if you have any eligibility left.
I have none left, no.
Well, if you could play basketball, would you run the point? What kind of player is Jeff?
I have no idea, Joe. They'd put me out there and just see what happens, I guess.
Well, where would you prefer to play? You'd go down low, battle out with the bigs?
I would like to play down low, but I'm not big enough.
Don't take out size and athletic ability.
I'm not 7 foot three, and I'm not Shaquille O'Neal type. So I'm not 7 foot three. I don't weigh 350 or whatever it is. 3'4".
Barkley wasn't 7 foot three, but 6'5". Charles Barkley, he battled down low. He wasn't gigantic.
Yeah, but that was back 30 years ago. I mean, that's back when.
Do you remember Barkley's nickname at Auburn?
Round man to rebound.
That a boy. I do remember.
I do remember the one game in the SEC tournament finals when they played Kentucky and Kenny Walker hit that shot and it looked like somebody had shot Charles Barkley, fell down to the floor, started crying.
Was that game not at Memorial Gym?
Yes, it was.
That's right, 1984?
In the SEC, I think it was 84. In the SEC tournament, they played in the finals and Kenny Walker hit a jumper. It must have stayed on the rim for about 10 seconds and fell in, and as soon as that ball fell in, the buzzer went off, Charles Barkley fell and looked like he was shot. Somebody shot him, he fell down and started crying.
That's a lot of emotion there, man. I don't blame him. I'd cry too if I gave my heart and soul and lost like that.
Oh yeah, I agree. He was a great player at Auburn. I'd say him probably the three greatest players in Auburn basketball, probably him, Chuck Person, and Greg Turner, probably three greatest players.
The fact you could name three Auburn great basketball players, that's a lot of respect right there.
They've had a few great players, so maybe Bruce Pearl can bring it back. I don't know if he'll be back next year though. All this FBI stuff. So
Who's the greatest MTSU basketball player?
That's
Mike Buck.
What he did in his career, I'd say probably him or Bam Bam Rainey or Kerry Hammonds, senior probably. The ones I saw. Now I don't know about the ones in the past. I don't know about.
I want Jeff's opinion. I don't care about the past.
I don't know about back in the 60s and 70s things like that. But I'm saying the ones I saw, I'd say those probably are pretty great ones.
Boogie Yates is the all time leading scorer. Is he not up there?
He's up there, yeah. He's up there. I'm saying the one.
Hey, I don't, Beasley. This is Jeff's opinion,
well,
not yours.
Jeff needs to include at least the all-time leading scorer.
Jeff's more valuable to the show than you are, so keep it down.
I don't disagree with that.
Jeff, what are you doing today?
Goodness.
Not too much. I was thinking about going to the MTSU game tonight, and I'm not sure if they're going to move the game up or play on Wednesday. So I don't know what they're going to do about that.
They're playing Vanderbilt baseball, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to rain this afternoon, so hopefully they'll move it up and play today. I hope they do, but I haven't heard anything about it, so still waiting to hear some.
All right, hey, if they play, you got to call tomorrow with give us a kind of what happened, kind of play by play, a little recap for us.
Vanderbilt, I was going to ask you guys what's Vanderbilt's problem. What's their problem in the midweek? They can't play very well in the midweek. They've lost to Eastern Kentucky and Belmont, and
well, you got to look at it. These teams, that's the crown jewel for Belmont Lipscomb to beat Vanderbilt. You think Vanderbilt cares? Hell, they play number 2 Florida, then they got to play number 20 LSU. There's a lot at stake for them on the weekends. I know they're not happy they lose, but you're also not throwing your top guy out there, and some guys get rest.
That's true. Well, I mean, Middle's not going to be throwing their top guy tonight either, so.
Well, I'm sure the other 8 starters are going to be out there. I'm not sure Vanderbilt's 8 starters out there are going to be as well. So I don't know. Why don't you listen Thursday to Tim Corbin?
Well, I'll see. I mean, I'll.
No, you make an appointment 9:25 Thursday. Tim Corbin's on the show.
Why don't you guys get on Jim McGuire, the MTSU coaches?
Why don't you listen 9:20? Why can't you listen Thursday at 9:25?
I'll be listening. question, but why can't you guys get
I asked the question first. It's my show.
I understand. I'll be listening, but I'm just saying.
All right, I'm done. It's break time. Jeff, I can't take this. All right, back with best worst after this. It's ridiculous.
More than 110,000 people in Tennessee are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. To help them, their caregivers, and the general public, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free Alzheimer's educational conference on April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. The event is from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America will provide information about caregiving, support services, and discuss how to be proactive about brain health and more at this free public event. Free memory screenings will also be offered. Call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484. That's 866-232-8484. You can get more information and register online at alzfdn.org/event. That's Friday, April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. Let the Alzheimer's Foundation of America help your family. The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd remind motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for our kids at play, and never text and drive. The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd has been locally owned and operated since 1990. Located at 48 Caldwell Street, stop on in or call today at 615-585-4894. That's 615-585-4894. The CPA firm of Sherry K. Shedd. They're professionals who care. Nissan of Rivergate in Madison is your Nissan dealer for huge selection, huge savings, and huge trade-in allowances. For over 25 years, they've been making Middle Tennessee car buyers happy with the very best in customer service. In addition to their huge selection of new Nissans and huge selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, Nissan of Rivergate has award-winning service, parts, and body shops on site for your convenience. Nissan of Rivergate is located on Gallatin Road in Madison, 2 miles north of Old Hickory and 1 mile south of Rivergate Mall. Plus, you can visit them 24/7 at nissanofrivergate.com.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit TheSouthernNashville.com.
This is the Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I was seeing some things. Maybe it's time we start thinking about doing reseeds when we get to the Sweet 16. First of all, how about the tournament committee stop saying yes to all the individuals paying TV rights? How about you see better conference champs from some of these conferences that are not power conferences? And then maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
Weekdays starting at 4 from Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR 560 on 95.9 FM.
It's the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. They put the fun in dysfunctional.
Hi, welcome back here to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Nashville Sports Radio. Greg Pogue on vacation until next week. A lot going on today, but this is time for the best worst. It doesn't get kicked off until Charlie asks me a question.
Joe, what day is it?
It is Tuesday, April 3rd. Today's American Circus Day. Find a Rainbow Day. Justin, you like rainbows?
They're cool.
I like a rainbow in the dark.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. R.I.P.
Nothing more metal than that.
R.I.P.
For R.J.D.
That's right. Ronnie James Dio. Justin, look it up.
I know.
Much better than Florida Georgia Line.
Supposedly.
National Film Score Day. You ever watch a film being scored?
No. Okay. Can you explain?
Yeah, they play a scene, then the music is laid down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've talked about that. You score a film. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a wedding video scored.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You did that on the side?
Paid 50 extra bucks for it to be scored.
I could have laid music underneath for $5. Easy.
You probably could have.
Oh, here's something for us. National Don't Go to Work Unless It's Fun Day.
How many days did you go to work, Joe?
I never work. Every day is fun.
Okay.
Hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the cursing.
And now, brought to you by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
Jess, you know what that last sound bite was from?
Were you laughing so hard?
No, when the guy says, don't touch my hair.
Oh, no.
It's Tony Potato after a Preds game. All right, time for... oh, at least Charlie's laughing. That's good. Here we go. This day in sports history. Now, Justin, we're going to give you the opportunity here to figure out what happened on this day. Now, you can always... You have unlimited lifelines with Charlie, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to see if you can at least get in the ballpark of what's going on, all right?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
Let's see here. 1933, the longest North American hockey game at that time requires an hour and 45 minutes overtime. What two teams played in this game in 1933? Just give me the two teams. Don't give me the nicknames. What two cities? Longest North American hockey game at that time, hour and 45 overtime.
Philadelphia and New York.
Incorrect.
Charlie?
Boston?
Nope.
Montreal.
You got one right, Montreal.
Toronto.
There we go.
Montreal and Toronto.
Charlie, we need a lifeline on this. We'll see if Justin can get it. 1948, Justin, U.S. Male Figure Skating Championship won by this guy.
Your clue is it's in your pants and then on your shirt. Just say lifeline.
Lifeline.
Dick Button.
Yep. Oh, Dick Button won the Male's Figure Skating Championship.
You knew that?
It's a running joke. Every figure skating question is the answer is Dick Button.
This guy won like 30 titles in 30 years.
Gotcha. So anything that happens from like 1940 to 1960 is Dick Button.
Everything.
If it involves figure skating.
Oh, man. All right, 1987.
Yeah, we're getting closer now. I know
right.
Some of this.
This
stuff,
guy sets a NASCAR qualifying record of 213 miles an hour at Talladega. Awesome Bill from Dawsonville is his nickname. What race car driver is this? Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
I watch as much NASCAR as golf, so life.
Awesome Bill from Dawsonville.
I think he's going to keep going until you guess.
I have no clue.
See a lifeline, Charlie. You know?
Tell
lifeline.
Tell him, Joe.
Bill Elliott. On this day, whose son Chase Elliott now is a very good race car driver. 1988, Justin. This guy stopped Wayne Gretzky's 7-year NHL scoring title streak. 1988. This guy stopped Wayne Gretzky's 7-year NHL scoring title streak.
Lifeline.
Mario Lemieux.
Yep. Who is now, why do Preds fans hate Mario Lemieux? He's the owner of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Okay. I knew that.
Saved that franchise three times.
Yes, he did.
Once when he was drafted, the second time when he came back from cancer, and the third time when he bought the franchise with his own personal money. That's a true sports franchise guy right there.
And also he influenced the coin flip. Somehow, some way. And what, Anaheim and Pittsburgh in 06?
Listen, Mario Lemieux has caused me nothing but heartache and problems throughout my entire childhood. So I'm trying to be nice and give respect to the man. All right? Just let it be.
So so the Penguins weren't very good. So right. Coming up a lockout year, it came to a coin flip between Anaheim and Pittsburgh for Sidney Crosby. A coin flip. Pittsburgh got it, and they got Sidney Crosby.
The number one pick.
Yeah, and then 3 years later, or 4 years later, they won the... 3 years later, they win the Stanley Cup.
So he still doesn't give you heartache, Charlie?
Who?
Mario Lemieux.
Why would he give me any problems? He ain't playing no more.
He's orchestrating a lot of what's going on.
It's good for him.
All right. Sorry to bring it up.
It's good for him. He ain't playing no more. He don't score any goals or assists.
All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. Let's get this going today, all right? Justin, you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to do better at this, hopefully.
Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, we got a lot today. This is good. Doris Day. How old is Doris Day?
66.
95. 96.
Goodness.
Primatologist, anthropologist, Jane Goodall. Come on. No, you go.
Waiting for Charlie to go first.
No, you go.
You go first.
No, that's the way it works.
75.
87. 84. Wayne Newton. Don Cachet. Wayne Newton.
83.
78. 76. 2-0.
That's three, actually.
No, he missed
the other one was by three.
Got to get it within two.
Mm-hmm.
Know the game, jerk.
Did y'all change the rules since the last time I came on?
Yeah, that's what we've done.
Thought so.
Tony Orlando. But not without Dawn. Tony Orlando tied a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
76.
77. 74. Oh, Motley Crue guitar player Mick Mars.
80.
71.
He looks 80, and he probably looks 70 when he's 62.
He looks 170.
Alec Baldwin.
44.
66.
60. Eddie Murphy. Yeah.
57.
60.
57 exactly.
See, I get 2 points for that.
No.
It's right on the head.
Quit being grits. 2-1.
That's messed up, man.
No, it's not.
I need to do the rules over.
One of the greatest metal singers ever. Former Skid Row lead singer. Sebastian Bach.
Oh, 80.
50.
50 exactly. 3-1. You'll finally understand there's a pattern to life.
Like Dick Button.
Like Dick Button, yep. He is...
Don't worry, Greg hasn't figured it out yet either.
Actor from Rogue One. He's in Ready Player One. Ben Mendelsohn.
50.
27.
49.
Watch out,
3-2. Olympic gold medal skier, Peekaboo Street. Or it's Peekaboo, I know, but Peekaboo Street.
When did he win an Olympic?
Oh, my God. Just guess. It's a she, by the way, but that's okay.
What is she?
Peekaboo
59.
Street.
59.
Hold?
59.
38.
47. Actress from 90210, Jeannie Garth.
43.
45.
46. Charlie's up 4-2.
Oh, man.
I like this.
That's going to be the
actor from Parks and Recreation. I best know him as the brother and stepbrothers to Will Ferrell, Adam Scott. He saved
it with 90210?
All right, dude, listen.
What was there?
Adam Scott was Will Ferrell's brother and stepbrothers.
Got you.
He's in Parks and
Recreation. Parks and Rec. Okay.
He's also blocked me on Twitter.
That's a long list. How old is he?
Yes. No, what did he have for breakfast?
40.
Hell yeah, how old is he?
42.
37.
45. All that to miss.
I said 43.
I said 42.
I wish I said 43.
Lying little. Let's see here. Go down the list a little bit. Singer, Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis.
53. 43. 33. Wow.
That's it, brother. You're out. Congratulations, though. You played hard today. All right. Charlie wins out. Here, we're going to give you a song, okay? See if you get this. On this day, all right? Did I give you the song?
You're asking me the song?
Jesus, never mind. We'll go to a break.
Look, they're on the dashboard. What are you listening to? 560 WNSR, your sports authority on 95.9 FM.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers, tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail pub. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pete's, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches, plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30, catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Experience the true spirit of Nashville at Bar Lines, an upscale honky-tonk, live music 7 days a week, and an award-winning menu. Conveniently located across from Bridgestone Arena and only blocks from Nissan Stadium, Bar Lines is the perfect spot for sports and live music fans alike. Featuring 22 flat-screen TVs, the best of Music City's up-and-coming talent, Bar Lines offers an unforgettable Nashville experience. Bar Lines has the best hot wings in Music City and handcrafted libations, featuring the best local spirits and finest Tennessee whiskey. Come on down to Bar Lines, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Nashville weather.
Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers. High today in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny. High in the lower 50s. And tomorrow night, clear and cold. Low tomorrow night in the lower 30s. And it looks like sunny skies back in the forecast by midweek with much cooler temperatures. I'm Commander Chuck with your SkyWatch weather.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show, guaranteeing you only you're never getting these 2 hours back.
Don't forget this Friday, our show, The Bill King Show, live from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel, downtown Nashville. Bill King will get it going at 6 o'clock, and then we'll take over 9 o'clock, 6 to 11, downtown at Kitchen Notes at the Omni Hotel. And Jesse, you play your cards right. We might invite you down, but probably not. So, you ever been down to the Kitchen Notes?
I have not.
You need to go. Outstanding food, outstanding atmosphere, outstanding environment, and then plus you can see Bill King. Come on.
Joe, what's the best thing about the Omni Nashville Hotel?
The smell. The best smelling place in the world. All right, another hour ahead, 615-844-5600 if you want to call in, and why would you?
Today about the future of EPA Chief Scott Pruitt. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Jonathan Carl says he's the subject of a White House investigation.
This is all tied to this apartment that he has rented on Capitol Hill for $50 a night from the lobbyist that is paid to lobby the Environmental Protection Agency. They got a project approved last year from the EPA. The EPA says this has nothing to do with any housing arrangement that the EPA administrator has, but make no doubt about it, he is on thin ice.
This comes as the EPA is set this morning to roll back fuel efficiency standards for new cars. Day two of jury selection at the sexual harassment retrial of Bill Cosby. The judge today has ruled that a woman who says Cosby's accuser was out for money can testify at the trial. Teachers in Oklahoma are now in day two of their walkout over pay and school funding. Several schools have been closed. This is ABC News.
Warning. Are you getting calls or letters from the IRS? Don't ignore these, or your problem will just get worse. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need tax representation. The good news is that the current administration has a special program called the Fresh Start Initiative, geared at helping struggling taxpayers the opportunity to settle your tax debt and wipe out a large portion of what you currently owe, including penalties and interest. If you're approved and qualify for tax representation, the IRS will stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens immediately. If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may qualify for substantial relief and even forgiveness. See if you qualify and get immediate protection from the IRS. Call the Tax Representation Hotline at 800-566-2004. That's 800-566-2004. 800-566-2004. Don't ignore the IRS. Call now before it's too late. 800-566-2004.
The Acura TLX comes standard with four distinct drive modes. An integrated dynamic system lets you switch between Econ, Normal, Sport, and Sport Plus settings for adaptive control, making each drive as dynamic as you choose. Hurry in and test drive the TLX today. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Test drive one today at Gary Force Acura, located at 1634 Westgate Circle in Brentwood, and visit them online at GaryForceAcura.com.
The 2018 golf season is here, and Edwin Watts Golf has the newest gear to improve your score. Go Rogue with Callaway's newest jailbreak technology, now available in their fairway woods and hybrids. TaylorMade introduces twist face technology in the new M3 and M4 drivers designed for straighter distance. Ting continues to push the envelope of innovation with its new G400 Max driver, Glide Stealth wedge, and Vault 2.0 putter. Buy with confidence at Edwin Watts, knowing every purchase is backed by a 90-day 100% guarantee.
Now back to the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Hey, where all the single ladies at?
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown. This is Nashville Sports Original. 20 years of sports coverage. Sports Radio 560 WNSR on 95.9 FM. And now here's Greg Vogue and Big Joe.
All right, welcome back to the second hour of the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show here on Nashville Sports Radio. Greg Pogue on vacation will allegedly return next Monday. Crazy Charlie here in for Greg Pogue is the award-winning Justin Beasley from Channel 4. Justin, good morning, man.
How's it going?
Big fan of your work over there.
Thank you.
Big fan of your work over there.
No awards, though, so.
Oh, I thought you got an award for, like, high school, like, most likely to succeed or something.
You're not a two-time Emmy winner?
I'm not. Oh, wait, I don't belong in this seat.
Well, if we're judging by Emmys, you do. You're tied with the guy who normally sits there.
Yes.
Except for that half when he claims with Rick Renner, but Rick Renner has the statue down in Texas. So.
That's right. Big fan of your work over there, man. What's the most exciting thing you've done over there?
Big fan of your work as well.
This is not compliment sandwich, man.
It would be the Titans at Patriots game that we went to.
That was great up there, wasn't it? Where you put your camera down and got yelled at by Robert Kraft's people, correct?
Right, that's the best.
Please tell us how you got yelled at by Robert Kraft's people. I think it's a fun story.
I was in his area. The Patriots came out, and I was going to get some B-roll of Mr. Tom Brady, so I got a picture of him on my phone and then shot some B-roll of him with the camera, and then a security guard comes up and says, "Hey, you can't be here. This is the Kraft area," or he had some kind of name for it, and right. I'm like, he's like, "Only Kraft's people can be here," and I'm like, any other stadium in America, you can be on the outskirts of the field shooting whatever
stadium.
You want, but not with Robert Kraft.
Did you get to see Robert Kraft?
I did not.
You say, "Hey, look, man."
He
You're like, Bob.
He sent his people to take care of me.
Good.
But, hey, I was there for 2 minutes, so that's all I needed. I was good.
Yeah, and you were in after – we got all the interviews after the game. You were in tears because you – but happy tears because you saw Tom Brady.
Yeah, I didn't. I tried to sneak in their locker room to get interviews with him, but you were like, "Hey, come over here."
I'm like, "Do your job here, straight ahead." But you were starstruck.
Now, did you not have fun though on that trip?
I had a great time, but I'm saying you were starstruck seeing Tom Brady up close.
Oh yeah,
because I got to tell you.
Well, as you said, he's Michael Jordan today.
He is. Has in the press box when he came out on the field for warmups, there was a hush, and every single person in that stadium was watching him, everything he did.
Right.
It's really weird.
And he runs 120 yards and then yells at the fans on the Patriots side. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you were down there. You were running with him like, Tom!
What was your favorite part of that trip?
People
still talk about those on-the-street interviews.
That were fun.
They said Mario had to throw touchdown passes to himself.
The arrogance of the Patriots fan was amazing.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Yeah. Because
they, and I'll just, you know, we did those stories on the street in Boston with Patriots fans who expect to win and they knew they were going to beat the Titans. But I thought about those guys after the Super Bowl. What was their reaction? I mean, because I thought they were livid.
They had to have been humbled.
Yeah. Well, like the lady told us, we were waiting for the Titans to show up at their hotel in Providence, Rhode Island. She says, you know, my kids are 14 and 13. All they've known are championships.
Right.
Patriots and their five that they've won, 01, 3, 4, 14, and 16. The Bruins won a Stanley Cup in, like, 08, I think it was. The Celtics won an NBA title in 08 or 09. Red Sox won, 4, 7, and 13 in the World Series. So that's all they've known up there.
Right.
And they don't like college football. Or they don't like college sports at all.
Right. I mean, we were talking to the guys at the radio station there. I mean, there's too many pro teams to talk college football.
Yeah.
It's just not a big deal up there.
He said, we feel sorry for Boston College because nobody cares.
Right.
at all about any of that stuff.
Right. And why? Kind of why would you?
Yeah.
You know,
get the one on.
Up there.
All right. Tomorrow night, I just got the email from the Titans. They got the final plans in place for the jersey reveal tomorrow night. If you haven't seen, go on Twitter. They have allegedly leaked the uniforms out. And I'm not going to describe them because I can't do really well describe. Is it a dark blue uniform, the jersey, dark blue?
Yeah, almost looks like Texans dark blue, in my opinion.
And
or Patriots dark blue.
No. Patriots dark blue.
Yeah, just like royal blue. Like,
but dark.
Yeah.
Are you colorblind?
Maybe.
I think you are.
Navy blue.
Navy blue.
Navy blue.
Yeah. But even a darker color of navy blue.
Okay. The lighting's not the best on it.
I think you're colorblind. Leaked. I think you're color. Are you
no,
okay?
I'm not. I'm fine.
What color is my pad?
White.
Okay. What color is this nasty sweatshirt that I wear?
Nasty.
That's great. I want to see the helmets. I don't care about the jerseys, but if the helmets have changed, I want the white gone and then a blue background or blue whatever.
Well, they have to complement each other. I think.
Oh, how are you doing today? Good to see you.
One's not good without the other one being good.
What do you think it's going to be?
I think it's almost like what the picture is. I think the picture might be real, to be honest.
Well, Uniswag, UNISWAG put it out last night, but I've not seen a leaked helmet. Have you? I've just heard people talking about that.
Right, but people have said the helmet's going to be the same type of blue.
I can't believe we're spending all
and
this
not
time
white.
Talking about jerseys.
Well, it's a little bit more intriguing now that we have a leaked picture.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about it this much before then.
No, we haven't.
Or cared as much. But now that we have what we think is the product, we're like, is this right? Is it wrong? What do we think about it? So maybe the Titans are putting out their feelers and have a backup and like, this one's going to be better than the leaked one.
I do like the number on the jersey that we've seen, though. It's this kind of a Greek-style number. And if you've seen like Tampa Bay's uniforms, their numbers, they're not your traditional number. There's like a Greeking to it there, if that makes sense.
It also has the number 8 on it. I mean, that's Mariota. Like, it's...
Is that what he is?
It's like...
Good Lord. I know.
I think it might be the real jersey, Joe.
I just wonder why it's taking this long to leak it out.
How are they going to present it? Are they just going to...
I think they're going to
have it on mannequins and just...
I think ex-players are wearing it, from what I've been told.
Oh, really?
That's what I think. They're going to bring back the players who unveiled the jersey and... 1999 from the Oilers to the Titans. That's what I've heard. So I don't know what's going to happen. But you'd think you'd have a couple of current. I mean, Mariota walking out tomorrow night would be pretty cool.
He's going to be there tomorrow night, right?
Is he? I don't know. I didn't return my phone calls. So I went by and knocked on his door.
I read something that he's going to be there tomorrow night. Pretty sure of that.
Is he?
He'll be back in town for all that. How could you not?
I don't know. Why would you leave Hawaii to come back and see an awful Florida Georgia Line concert? That's my thing. He's probably thinking, I'll come over there.
I'm sure he's going to be there.
7:30 to 8 tomorrow night, downtown Nashville. The formal program ending with the uniform reveal. And then 8 o'clock to 9, free concert from Florida Georgia Line. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9, downtown. It's at First and Broad. There's a pre-party, Justin, at Florida Georgia Line House. So I'm sure you'll be over there.
You love Florida Georgia Line.
You'll be over there drinking some PBR, hanging out, and getting some good stuff, won't you?
You know me.
If you do that, I won't let you back in the doors at Channel 4.
Charlie, am I right where Marcus Mariota will be at the jersey reveal tomorrow night, or do you not follow enough?
I thought it was Frank Wycheck.
Okay.
That's what we've heard, the old Titan player.
And multiple other out-of-shape legends. Nothing like popping your brand-new jersey on a belly.
There's got to be some current Titan. There's got to. Taylor Lewan, he loves the spotlight. He absolutely loves the spotlight. He's got to be there tomorrow night. If you do a jersey reveal without current players, it's just odd. But they're all April 9th, next Monday, they all start the off. They can go to St. Thomas and do their workouts. So I think they'll be there. But I think at the same time, you've got to have a bunch of players over there to do that, to be part of the jersey reveal tomorrow night to see what happens. No? Yes? Get off your phone.
I mean, for them to endorse the new jerseys, you would hope that they were there with a face to present it and to say, hey, we like these, and even address the crowd as opposed
to... Titans players don't need to endorse the uniform. They just need to do what the ownership group says and put them on and play.
Yep. Just do your job.
I highly doubt any player was consulted in any way, shape, or form on the uniform, the numbers, or anything as far as modeling them in representation. I agree with you. There should be a current player down there. As a matter of fact, it would be a nice surprise if they hit the music and the whole damn team walked out on the stage and was like, hell yeah, let's get hyped. Here we are. Here's the new unis, and we're going to back to the playoffs. We're going to host a playoff game this year.
Pump it up!
That's how you're going to do it. And by the way, I'd seen it a couple of times. If this truly is a reveal to throw people off the scent by this new leaked jersey, then Amy Adams Strunk is really playing on another level.
That'd be kind of cool.
She is orchestrating this on another level. If you've hyped it up for 2 months and suddenly it leaks out the day before, I don't know. I don't think that's the real thing.
What was somebody call in and let me know this, because I know if Pete Weber know this. There was a game that Notre Dame played where they came out at pregame and had their regular jerseys on. I think it might have been the Cotton Bowl versus, Houston, maybe in the late 70s. Joe Montana was a quarterback. And they went in halftime. They changed. They put on green jerseys. They didn't wear green jerseys in forever. And came back out and wore green jerseys during the game. Nobody knew. Of course, this is in the late 70s. Stuff doesn't leak as much as it does now. But nobody knew. And they roll out with green jerseys. And I'm pretty sure it was a Cotton Bowl.
When I went to Clemson, one of the big secret traditions was changing the jerseys at halftime to purple, from the orange at home to the purple. And the purple was always a significant rally cry and a big moment. And sometimes the Tigers would have reasons. I don't know. It must have been planned out or motivator or whatever it was. But they'd go to the locker room at halftime in the orange, come back out with the purple. 89,000 people start going crazy. Next thing you know, the comeback is on. Tigers have a win and we're backstreets pounding PBRs for 50 cents all night.
You know how hard that is to switch jerseys at halftime of a football game? I mean, you got to take the jersey. Putting a jersey over shoulder pads is a night. It's like putting shoes on my son when he was young, trying to get him tied. It's a nightmare. To do all that in that quick of a time is amazing. I'm looking up the I need to go to a game at Clemson. I've never been to a game over there.
Enjoy it quite a bit. It's quite an atmosphere. It's, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere, to be honest with you. It's on the lake. It's beautiful scenery. It's a nice campus. And they really get out there and tailgate pretty hard, starting first thing in the morning all the way on through till late in the night, evening.
Here it is. October 22nd, 1977, Dan Devine charged up the Irish faithful by switching his team's uniforms from blue to green in between warm-ups and the start of the contest against arch-rival USC on national TV in what would become known as the Trojan Horse Game. The GIS game also became known simply as the Green Jersey Game. Notre Dame crushes USC on the way to win the national title in 1977, spurred on by the emotion of this victory and the green jerseys. Not bad. Not too shabby.
Do they look good?
Green. I'm seeing a picture. That's not bad to do all that. Yeah. And then they did it again, and this Cotton Bowl they wore came out. 78 Cotton Bowl versus Texas. When they clinched the national championship, they brought back out the green jerseys. And then, oh my God, I got more here. Speak with me here a second, people. The white-green jersey would also be worn during perhaps Notre Dame's biggest comeback in the famous chicken soup game against Houston in the 79 Cotton Bowl. That's what I'm thinking about. So we spent a lot of time talking about jerseys. But, again, fans eat this stuff up. They absolutely eat these jerseys up. And so I think the Titans have the worst jerseys and helmets right now in the NFL.
I mean, Charlie said that they just need to put the uniform on and play, but I think it's an important offseason. I think that's why they make a head coaching change, new uniforms, because obviously the product on the field isn't enough. They have to do more in the offseason. They have to have a better brand, a better style of play to put more people in the seats and for more people to get excited about the Titans like they do the Predators. Do you agree with me, Joe?
I think they're doing the jersey because it's 20th year and they need to switch it around a little bit, because you get a new jersey reveal, it means more people buy jerseys and you make more money that way. And I'm not sure the coaching change has anything to do with it. I think they needed probably a coaching change over there. I think it's going to be not a good year for the Titans. I think they go 6-10
because of the schedule. Yeah,
and that
I think they're a better team. I don't think the results are going to render a better result.
Texans and the Jags would be really good.
I think the Colts win the division.
Colts?
With Andrew Luck?
He ain't coming back.
Yes, he is. He set out last year because there's no reason to play him.
That defense is not as good as the Jags defense.
They've got like 6 draft picks.
They're going to come in immediately and start.
I mean, the year that they drafted him, what did they win, like 10, 11 games after going 0-16?
Because Manning was injured. They already had a decent team there anyway. Just grow up, man.
I don't know about that.
I think
I'll mark it down. I'll have the Colts win the division next year.
Really?
Them or the Texans?
Oh, it's, no, or maybe the Jags.
But no, I'll put
good
my money on
Lord.
The Colts.
How much are you going to put down?
I don't gamble, so nothing. But Colts will win the division.
So why are you sitting there talking out both sides of your mouth, man? This is ridiculous.
Colts win the division. That's what I'm saying.
You're really close getting put in timeout. I'm like really close for like the next 5 minutes.
We'll talk in January, and you'll see.
Why aren't we talking now?
No, in January when the Colts win the division.
I'm going to miss you if you leave. That's 9 months. Right. I don't get to talk to you.
You got the Titans 6-10, though.
I do. I'm 6-10. I just don't think, because the division's improved. I think the Texans, Deshaun Watson would be a lot better. And I think now the Jags, that defense, another year. Fournette, another year underneath. I mean, it's going to be tough to beat them.
Still don't have a quarterback, though.
Blake Bortles signed a massive contract.
Oh, so he's automatically good?
Hey, they got the championship game.
They're not going to have
your Titans.
They're not going to have those 2 wins they had against the Colts this year, because the Colts will be better. The Texans, we would presume, have a healthy Deshaun Watson. That also takes more wins away from the Jaguars.
Who's we? But I think mouse in your pocket.
I didn't say we. So I honestly think the Colts and the Texans are pretty much your front runners. I don't think the Titans. I don't think they're 6-10, but I don't think they win the division either.
All right,
they didn't win it last year. They're not going to win it.
Look at you, man. You know, J.J. Watt, Jadeveon Clowney, the Honey Badger on that team now. Come on, man. Deshaun Watson, Hopkins,
Colts will be better.
Do you owe? Are you? Do you owe Colts somebody with the Colts money? Are you being threatened by Colts?
I think
fan?
Andrew Luck is the best quarterback in the National
Football
League.
He's not coming back.
Yes, he is.
No, the guy can't even play cornhole.
Okay.
His shoulder's gone forever.
We'll see you in September then.
We may not see you after the break right here, Nashville Sports Radio.
Commence Construction, LLC, remind Americans to show support to the men and women who risk their lives for our freedom and American way of life. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This salute is from Commence Construction, LLC, veteran-owned and operated, serving our area with quality and pride for 3 decades. For custom home building, outdoor living spaces, patios, outdoor kitchens, covered decks, and more, make your dream a reality and call today. 615-226-4577. Commence Construction, LLC, proudly saluting our U.S. military.
Are you going to vote in the election?
No, I've never registered to vote.
That's too bad. Tennessee has the lowest voter turnout of any state in the nation. We've got to change that.
How?
Get registered to vote. Get the form online and mail it in. It's that easy. Do it now so you can help elect our next governor, senator, and local leaders.
Register to vote today. Tennessee should not be last in the nation in voter turnout. This announcement is from the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this Tennessee station.
More than 110,000 people in Tennessee are currently living with Alzheimer's disease. To help them, their caregivers, and the general public, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is hosting a free Alzheimer's educational conference on April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. The event is from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Alzheimer's Foundation of America will provide information about caregiving, support services, and discuss how to be proactive about brain health and more at this free public event. Free memory screenings will also be offered. Call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484. That's 866-232-8484. You can get more information and register online at alzfdn.org/event. That's Friday, April 13th at the Country Music Hall of Fame's Ford Theater in Nashville. Let the Alzheimer's Foundation of America help your family.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Nashville weather.
Here is a look at your SkyWatch weather forecast for today. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers. High today in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Low in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny. High in the lower 50s. And tomorrow night, clear and cold. Low tomorrow night in the lower 30s. And it looks like sunny skies back in the forecast by midweek with much cooler temperatures. I'm Commander Chuck with your SkyWatch weather.
Intelligent, good-looking, hilarious. Enough about the voice guy, now back to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
All right, welcome back here to the show. Greg Pogue on vacation. Justin Beasley from Channel 4 sitting in here. Crazy Charlie along as well. All right, the numbers for last night's national championship game are in. It's a new low for NCAA men's title game on TBS. Delivered a 10.3 overnight rating, still won the night across all of TV. Rating peaked at 9 p.m., then down to a 7 in the final 15 minutes. What city in America led all markets with the highest rating?
Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
No? New York?
Nope.
All right, Charlie, I get
it. I don't know what city to say, but Michigan.
Ann Arbor?
Well, I don't know what their home market would be for Ann Arbor. Detroit?
There we go.
Okay, sorry.
Detroit led markets with a 21.4 rating last night. So that's not bad, but again, the title game, if you put on a major network, we assume everybody has cable. We assume. But I saw a thing between like 60 to 65% people have cable, but that number's dropping more and more and more because people aren't paying those outlandish fees for that. What do you have?
I have Comcast.
You have like
I'm not a cord cutter. I'd like to have all the channels.
Good for you.
And I'd like them when severe weather happens. I'd like them in the NFL season, NBA season.
What is a Dr. Seuss book? I will not. I like this. I will not. Come on. Okay, just say you
I,
like
it. I
okay.
need it. I mean, I have all my millennial friends are I pay $39.99 for this package, and it ends at this time, and I just need this channel, and I just need to watch the NFL games, but I like...
Who are you impersonating over
everybody.
There?
Everybody.
Joe, look at this guy talking about friends.
I have different packages for blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I just pay the flat fee for all the channels, and I'll always have them.
How do you make friends? Charlie, I'd like to know, because we usually avoid people, so I'm just curious how that happens.
But honestly, I have all the channels, and I'm proud of it. I don't get the cord cutters in the packages.
I would love to cut the cord, but I have Comcast because of work. I have to be able to watch every single sports platform. I need to be able to watch many different events, so therefore I write it off on my taxes. Thank you very much. Take that, Comcast.
Really?
Yeah, you work in the sports industry, don't you?
I don't write it off on my taxes, though.
Well,
you don't.
Do you watch sports as part of your job?
No. I watch sports for
Well, then
for my
have
own.
Fun not collecting that money back next year.
Let's ask again.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you watch sports as part of your job?
Yeah.
Do you do that from home?
I guess.
Do you use your Comcast account when you do so?
You could write. Yeah,
you could save all 12 months of those bills and claim it on your taxes because it's part of your profession and you're working from home.
How much money do you think you get from that?
Your entire cable bill.
Just 1 month of it?
The whole year.
The whole year?
Yeah.
I'll look into that then.
You should look
into that. I also get a third of my home for free off of taxes because it's a studio. I'm not talking about it. If I was scheming the government, I wouldn't be talking about it on the air. I tell you during a break. This is part of working life.
I've never thought of it like that. So
anything you do that involves your profession, that you pay your own money for, you can write off on taxes. Whether that's a desk chair, a laptop, a lamp, a cable subscription package, whatever it is, you can write it off.
Joe, do you do this?
There's some things I do.
Joe's taxes are more complicated than that.
Yeah, I have other offshore interests.
Business interests? Yes,
right, offshore interests.
Yeah, so that's what I do like there. But here's the deal. I cut what I had to. I got Sling TV because I'm sitting there paying for all these channels that I've never turned on. When I had UVerse and all the Lifetime networks and the 400 tier, the 300 tier, and I'm thinking. Even the MTV, I don't, none of these. So I went from paying like $150 a month to $30.
Can't do it.
$30, and I still got the ESPN, channels. Even though I'm not a big ESPN fan, far as talent-wise, but as far as production-wise and game-wise, it's hard to beat. I mean, you got the SEC Network. I love it in the fall for football and for basketball. I love all that stuff. But, again, you know, the decision to put the national championship game on TBS – is beyond me.
Maybe that's why it was a low rating. I mean,
well, and don't say the game, you know, I know the game wasn't great overall, but still, I mean, that's pretty bad. I mean, for that kind of a rating for that last night.
But what was Philly in the top five?
Don't ask me questions on answers.
Sorry,
Sue.
Not bad.
I'm sure it was. By the way, what about Philly? What a so far 2018? They win the Super Bowl, they win the basketball. And as we saw with their baseball team and their manager, they will not win the World Series.
Yeah, no, they will not. And the 76ers, I know a lot of people think they're really good, and they are, but they're not going to win the Eastern Conference. So let's end the number at two. They'll have college basketball, and they'll have the NFL. And the rest of the year, they'll have nothing.
Hey, what's your what's that guy from Milwaukee, that good player they got?
The Giannis. NBA?
What's his last name?
Antetokounmpo.
You just made that up.
No, that's halfway right. I probably didn't pronounce it right. That's why I always say Giannis.
All right, so if this guy, now I follow zero of the NBA, and you're our NBA expert. If this guy in Milwaukee was, say, on the Knicks, how much would we be talking about this guy?
As much as LeBron.
He's that good?
I mean, as much as LeBron. I mean, Porzingis plays with the Knicks, and when he's healthy, we talk about him a lot, but – you know, Giannis is really good, but he's not – I don't think he'll ever win an MVP, but he's really good. He does everything you need him to do. But, I mean, Milwaukee's middle of the road in the Eastern Conference, so I don't know how much he really drives the needle in Milwaukee, but if he was in New York, yeah.
Well, Milwaukee's going to make the playoffs. They are in eighth spot right now. They are four games ahead of the Detroit Pistons.
I gave him too much credit there. They're the end of the road in the Eastern
Conference.
All right,
let me ask you this. All right, you're a big NBA fan, right?
Right.
Do you know all the head coaches?
Probably not, but maybe a
Raptors couple. Head coach?
Casey?
Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey.
Why is he famous?
He went to Kentucky.
No, he got let go from Kentucky.
Let go
assistant
from
coach because he had a little package being delivered that was opened up. Head coach of the Celtics?
Brad Stevens.
Head coach of the Cavaliers?
Tyronn Lue. 76ers, I could not tell you.
Pacers. Wait, the Pacers were that good? They're in the fifth seed? I thought they were terrible.
Who? What is the Pacers?
Indiana.
Who's the Pacers coach?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Wizards. Don't know.
This is terrible.
Eastern Conference, I don't watch as much. Yeah, it's not as entertaining.
Miami Heat.
Eric Spoelstra.
He's still there?
Yeah, he used to do he started out as a team manager. He used to do laundry for the Heat. Worked his way up to be a head coach.
And the Bucks head coach.
Couldn't tell you. It used to be Jason Kidd, but they got rid of him.
Well, and now they're going to make the playoffs. Our Western Conference, Rockets.
Mike D'Antoni.
Okay, whose brother is?
Dan D'Antoni, coaches at Marshall.
Okay. Dan D'Antoni. They're the number one seed in the West. Warriors.
Steve Kerr.
What about, you ever heard this thing? Warriors come out and play.
Nope.
God, you need to see that movie. We have a weekend. I'm just giving you movies to make you watch. It's a great movie. It's Charlie's hometown, too, man.
Jersey.
Well, up that way.
We fought our way back to the island once in a while.
Uh-huh. It's a movie about gangs, but it's damn good.
What's it called?
The Warriors.
The Warriors, okay.
It's really
He's pretending to write it down.
You know, he'll do this. I'll give Justin Beasley in studio, I'll give you credit for this, because we were in Boston, and I said a great movie about Boston is The Town.
Yeah.
The movie The Town about bank robbery with Ben Affleck. That's a really good movie. And you went and watched it, and then...
I've referenced a lot of stuff to you weeks after that. Yeah. Shows you that I listen.
Yeah, just don't touch me. Trailblazers.
I know his face, but I couldn't tell you his
that
name.
That helps none.
Couldn't tell you his name.
I don't know. Spurs.
Greg Popovich.
Thunder.
Thunder. Oh, Billy Donovan.
Used to
coach Florida.
Utah Jazz.
Couldn't tell you.
Do you watch Timberwolves? The Timberwolves are seventh? They might make the playoffs?
Playoffs. Tom Thibodeau.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes. I want to catch a bunch of passes this year. Yes. the New Orleans.
Yes.
The New Orleans Pelicans.
Pelicans can tell you.
Wow, this is a wasted segment here. You don't know any basketball. Who's the head coach at MTSU? Pelicans. Give me a player on the Pelicans. Give me two players on the Pelicans.
Rajon Rondo and Anthony Davis.
And Ian Clark.
Ian Clark?
Yep.
Used to be with the Warriors.
All right, what's the worst team in all of the NBA? They've won they're 19-59.
It's not the Grizzlies, but it's the Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns, outstanding. Grizzlies are the second worst team in the NBA with they're 21-56. Their record on the road is 6-32.
You know they started the season like 8-0.
Did they really?
Yep.
The Hawks are awful too, and the Magic, the Nets, the
Mavericks
Bulls
are probably pretty bad.
But they got what's his face, Cuban.
Dirk.
No, Mark Cuban, who. And the king,
he got fined this year for mentioning his team is tanking. He literally met with his team to talk about tanking, and he got in trouble. He had a podcast that was in house with the Mavericks and mentioned, I met with our team and said the best way to go about this season is not to worry about winning, and got fined for tanking.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. He gets in a lot of trouble. He's smart, but he gets in a lot of trouble. He doesn't go about it the right way.
So you meet with the guys individually and say, hey.
Yeah.
And show them a picture of a tank. Say, what is this? Well, that's a tank, sir. Okay.
That's what we need to do.
Apply that to the game. That's an hand tonight. I'm shocked at the Pacers are that good in the NBA. I can't name a single – give me a guy on the Pacers squad.
The Pacers have Victor Oladipo, who used to play for Indiana. He was actually traded in the Paul George trade.
Where'd Paul George go?
Paul George went to OKC. But Victor Oladipo really didn't do much in OKC and all of a sudden has grown into what he is today. And he flourished. He was an all-star this year. So, I mean, he's an up-and-comer.
I had no idea. Because we were up there for the combine, and the guy said, glad the Pacers aren't here. It's a waste of time. I'm like, oh, they must be having a bad year. They're decent. They could finish. They're a game behind the Cavs. Cavs are 47-30, and the Pacers are 46-31. And there's five games left in the season. I had no idea. Who's your favorite team?
The Grizzlies.
They're really?
Yeah. That's the only like local team I like because there weren't an NBA, there wasn't an NBA team that I really followed growing up until the Grizzlies came.
Name your, who's your favorite Grizzle?
Mike Conley, but he's overpaid. So, I mean,
whose fault's that?
The NBA for paying their players too much, but that's fine.
Then why would you pay him that much money?
I don't know. You're not supposed to talk about another man's money. You can take that money. Good for him. Happy for him.
What are you talking about?
That's the thing in the NBA. You don't talk about somebody else's contract. You're supposed to be happy for everybody making money. So I'm not in the NBA. I'm just
all right, can I tell you a quick story before the break?
Go right ahead.
Years ago on the Jeff Fisher show in town that I was a part of, we had Bobby Wade, was a former punt returner for the Titans. And the first year he was here, he'd spent the previous 3 or 4 years with the Bears. So they said during the locker room, somebody went to Brian Urlacher's locker and got his check out, you know, direct deposit. It's not like he, you know, takes it to the bank, direct deposit. And they got his check out. And a member of the Bears, I forget what player it was, said, don't open that. You'll never look at him the same way. Because they're like, all right, he makes $18 million, you know, and that's a grand figure out there that's kind of hard to wrap your mind around. But when you break it down individually to a game check, and they said, don't do it, and they ripped it open, and it was like $600,000 after tax, like $600,000. He's like, yeah, you're right. You never look at the guy the same way again. It was the worst thing that could have happened. Because then people are like, why is he, you know, he's getting here late. Look how much money he made. And they just, you know, if you say $18 million, it's one thing. It's a big figure out there. If you do that, $600,000, they're thinking, oh, man, you put in those terms that you truly can understand each and every week, and it freaked everybody out in the locker room.
I bet that's real. And they only get 16 checks, right?
16 or 17.
They only get paid per game.
Yeah, I think that's right. At least when I was with the Broncos, that's how we
right.
that's how we did it.
Joe got a quick one, and this is a tease. The NFL is investigating the Titans. Breaking news. We'll have it for you on the other side of the break. 615-844-5600.
Honey, you awake?
I am now.
Can you scratch my back?
Oh.
Higher, higher. No, lower, lower. There, that's it.
Wait a second. Are these gigantic Jumbo Bucks instant games? Did you sew them into a shirt again?
I did. Turned out pretty good, I think.
Yeah, it'll look great on the couch.
Introducing Gigantic Jumbo Bucks. With a top prize of $4 million and an extra play on the back of the ticket, you'll want to keep them close by. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. Everyone likes a good game. And once April 1st arrives, spring will suddenly be chock full of them. But if you fancy yourself more of a player than a spectator, then there's only one option. Start enjoying the thrill of the game while giving yourself a shot to win big with new April Instant Games. With 5 great games to play, catch some winners, and you could be headed for the Hall of Fame. Or just the bank. April Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly.
Do you have $10,000 or more in outstanding federal student loans? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, you may qualify for new federal programs to have your entire student loan forgiven. Graduate Service Center wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster you can get relief. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. A loan forgiveness specialist is standing by to answer all of your questions for free. Stop worrying about student loan payments. If you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans, this information could change your life. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-315-9956. 800-315-9956.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine. One of the most romantic restaurants in Music City and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to opentable.com.
Grizz Nation. Join Marc Gasol and your Grizzlies for the final home game of the season as they battle the Pistons Sunday afternoon at 2:30. All fans in attendance will receive a Grizzlies poster. Then, member up Grizz Nation. Pick up the best seats at the best prices to see the Cavs, Warriors, and more with Grizzlies 2018-19 season tickets. Plus, as an MVP member, receive the best benefits and perks all year long with special team events, savings on tickets, Grizz gear discounts, and more. Tickets starting at just $9 a game. Call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
For more than 30 years, Hubcap Heaven and Wheels has been committed to serving the needs of their customers by providing quality used wheels, wheel covers, and center caps for cars and trucks at a fraction of the cost of new parts. They also straighten and refinish aluminum alloy wheels. Hubcap Heaven and Wheels serves automotive dealers and tire stores, body shops, rental car companies, fleet vehicles, and the retail bus. Stop by Hubcap Heaven and Wheels at 396 Murfreesboro Road and say hello to owners Carol and Jim Jones. Just give them a call at 615-254-6636. Or you can visit them online at yourwheelstore.com.
Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Redneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Get in on the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show now. 615-844-5600. Obviously, you have nothing else going on.
All right, welcome back here to the Greg Pogue and Big Joe show, National Sports Radio. Charlie with a breaking news tease before the break on the Tennessee Titans. Sir, what do we have?
It looks like the leaked jersey photo is being investigated by the NFL.
Because it's awful or because it's being leaked out?
Subjective. So far, I haven't had a chance to really read up on every single thing. It just kind of happened right before we went to the break. But multiple sources are indicating that the NFL is taking a look into the leaked photo of the brand new Titans jersey.
An NFL spokesperson declined to, this is on the Tennessean.com, NFL spokesperson declined to comment on the photo on whether leaks like this are to be expected once a product is shipped to retail outlets or what can be done to prevent leaks from happening. The Titans did not respond to a request for comment. The NFL is investigating the source of a photograph making the rounds on social media that purports. When you get purports in a story, you know something's going on. To show the Titans' new home jersey, a leaked source to the Tennessean. The Tennessee Titans are set to reveal their long-awaited new uniforms Wednesday night, complete with an announcement show and a performance from Florida Georgia Line. Yeah, girl! On Lower Broadway.
I am even more convinced these are the right jerseys. Does the NFL give this the time of the day to investigate something that if it wasn't real?
I don't know. You're a big Titans fan.
I fully think these are the jerseys now. It's just a mess.
So, according to this picture, they look like the Cowboys. The more I look at this jersey, it looks like the Cowboys jersey. You got blue up around the sides, light blue, the powder blue, dark blue on the jersey, and then the shoulder pads area are white with your numbers and the red Nike swoosh. They look to me, at first glance, if you just showed me this, I would have said, that's Cowboy jersey. That's Tony Romo or whoever number 8, that's his jersey. But then you look deeper and you see that it's the Titans. I don't know if I'm a fan.
A lot of people on social media agreeing with what Bees is saying, which is why would the NFL waste any of its time using the word investigation if this wasn't the real jersey that's been leaked?
I speak for the people, Joe.
You do, man.
Well, the people have validated you this time.
Don't push it.
There's a next time coming in another segment soon.
Right.
Purports. Have you ever purported anything?
Where do you get purport from?
That's in the article that Tennessean put out.
Oh, really?
They purports that.
You think, did Wolf look that up or did he pay someone for that? That's an expensive word right there.
Uh-oh. You got Evan Hooser listening.
Oh, man, I hit the Evan Hooser bell.
Great job, Charlie.
Greg's not here right now, Dave. Greg's not here, Dave.
Ding, 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 ding. They're talking about us.
I like to think of it as like Ghostbusters. Janine down at the desk. Whenever we mention Dave, the alarm goes off and everybody comes sliding down the pole. The alert's going off. People scrambling everywhere. Quick, get your pads out. Write it down.
Purport, Justin, means appear or claim to be or do something, especially falsely. Purports.
Falsely. Okay, so that's really a word.
Like, I purport myself to be a journalist. Appear claim to do something, especially falsely, to do that. I don't know. This is going to be more and more be talked about with that, but I'm looking at the jersey. I don't know. Maybe I just expected a flash or something just like, wow. But that, I don't.
You're underwhelmed.
Completely underwhelmed. And plus, the jersey like that in September at home, it'd be 1,000 degrees in right. That thing.
You mean when you petition the league and opt out and wear your whites at home because it's too hot?
Yeah, I thought the whites 2 years ago when they played the Vikings here at home were beautiful. I thought those looked really good. It was another day. It was 1,000. They looked good.
Well, I'll give them credit for this, and I think this is what it comes down to. All of this has been about hype, and the Titans now have as much hype as anything in sports in this town has had in a very long time as far as nothing happening on the field. It's just simply a piece of cloth that they'll be wearing, but we're all in now. We're all interested. Even the NFL's investigating possible leaks. So I guess they've done their good job over there. They've hyped it up. We'll see if the crowd turns out now, and then we'll gauge public reaction and take calls on it.
It's another day the NFL's in the news cycle, and it's, what, the beginning of April? You got the draft this month. The offseason never ends. I mean, Job well done, NFL. This is exactly what you want.
As a matter of fact, I'll share a term we use on the earlier morning show. We no longer refer to off-season just for our own purposes on the radio. We just refer to it as the non-playing portion of the schedule.
Right.
Because that's really what we are now, is a 365 and a quarter day cycle. And it's not just football. It's honestly, it's become every sport now. And when it comes to covering the NHL.
Well, football dominates it more than anybody.
Certainly. But
what I'm saying is
there used to be a time where you could look at the sports calendar and go, yep, this is when everybody's taking 2 weeks off. This is where it's in between seasons. There's no such thing anymore. There's no downtime in between seasons or for franchises just because they don't have games on the schedule at the time. Yeah, the NFL most certainly dominates that. I mean, the free agency talk alone, draft talk alone, takes up 2 months worth of conversation on the radio. But, you know, even in Nashville, free agency for the NHL gets a lot of talk around August and the beginning of September. And it's a pretty big deal now the way the sports calendar has gone year-round. I mean, it's really, what is it, July 3rd through the 5th now? That's really the only black hole in the sports landscape because it's the MLB All-Star weekend usually, or game that week, and they shut everything else down.
The Monday and the Wednesday following the All-Star game, or there's nothing professional going on.
Oh, right, yeah. Slowest day in sports.
That's it now. Yeah, there used to be a lot more days like that where you'd have to – that's where the term
ESPYs are.
June topic came from. There used to be a lot more of those open days out there on the calendar that you had to be like, oh, man, what in the world are we going to do?
Well, Joe, I know you'll be on Lower Broadway talking about
easy, pal. Oh, work-wise, okay.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how do you not mention all of this that is going on now? You know,
well, by tomorrow, this story will be a dead issue later today, and then tomorrow will be like this. Somebody would come out and validate the fact that, yes, it's real, those are. But you got to wonder, all right, in America, I'm shipping these really secretive jerseys to these retail outlets, like the story said. Somebody is going to leak them out. Somebody's going to take a picture and put them out. It's just, if you think they're not going to do that, then you're crazy.
What are they going to lose? Their minimum wage job?
Justin, come on, man.
I mean, seriously. Well, I mean, they don't have anything to lose.
Jersey that.
How much do they get discount on merch? Because are they hiring?
Right. Buy it and then leave and then leak it. Or just.
But
I mean, they might take it.
You send us some dude in Paducah, Kentucky at the Foot Locker. Is he not going to show his buddy, take a picture?
That's what I'm saying. What does he have to lose?
And a buddy tells a buddy, next thing you know, it's
look,
a
you're
commercial.
Famous for leaking the Titans jersey.
I'm just being honest here. If somebody in whichever business comes by me and says, I'll drop you a bill or even buy you a burger if you give me a picture of that jersey as soon as you see it, you're damn right. Here comes the text message.
Okay, right. There you have it.
It's as easy as that. Yeah, I mean, that's not like that hasn't influenced the business world and the sports world a few times before. Hey, buddy, I'll line your pocket if you just tell me what I need to know.
You look at it this way, all right? For a story you're trying to get a scoop, say a Predator story, you've got maybe six or seven guys who are trying to get that story, that information, right? A jersey reveal, you're talking entire fan base. You're talking maybe a million people right. trying to get their hands and on a picture or something like that. It's vastly different than what a breaking news story that would be just a news, like, on the field, on the ice story compared to this. Everybody, I was expecting this. I'm shocked it took this long to get this story out.
Granted, it is very tough to ship these jerseys.
Why,
to,
what? Oh, ship.
To
okay.
ship these jerseys to all these stores to have them to be ready sold on Thursday. But it is the NFL and the Titans' job to not have this happen. It's not the worst thing if this jersey was really good, because then everybody would be really excited for tomorrow night. But
right.
now that they're underwhelming, like you mentioned, everybody's like,
who's going to investigate?
This is awful.
Paul Blart?
Right.
Mall cop going to go after these people? All right, let's take our final break.
The Johnny Ballpark Fright Show. Weekdays starting at 4 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-755-6390. That's 800-755-6390. 800-755-6390.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. 800-648-9175. That's 800-648-9175.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the most dynamic young players in the league are ready to get their chop on.
Hit hard to left and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. Dansby Swanson.
Your Middle Tennessee home to catch all the action of the 2018 Atlanta Braves baseball season is right here on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Call the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show now. 615-844-5600.
few final moments here on the Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show. Greg Pogue back on Monday on vacation. Crazy Charlie here. Justin Beasley from Channel 4N. He'll be here tomorrow too, right, Justin?
So far.
You're obligated to come back.
You're invited
unless
back.
Something changes. I'm messing with you.
What, did you leak the Titans jersey?
Did you do that, Justin?
Is the NFL investigating you, Justin?
I will not reveal my sources.
I got one for you, real quick, boys, before we head out for the day. Vancouver Canucks, we're all familiar with the Sedin twins, right?
Right.
Henrik and Daniel played their entire NHL careers together. Twin brothers, the Vancouver Canucks made the moves in the draft to draft them together, has played them on a line together their entire careers. They are officially retiring together as well. How cool is that to have a twin brother you've grown up playing a sport with and then not only end up on the same team but the same line, and then you combine for almost 2,000 points together between the two of you. So I just think it's a really neat story. It's something you don't see very often in sports. I mean, of course, we do have the McCourty twins in the NFL, but they have not played their entire careers together, and a franchise didn't make the move from the very beginning to bring them in together. I just think it's a really neat thing that the Vancouver Canucks have done for all these years, and while they didn't get a chance to hoist a Stanley Cup, they did go to a finals, and they've always represented that franchise and the Western Conference very well. So the Sedin twins are out of the NHL. It's kind of a weird day.
Did they win the Stanley Cup?
They did not. They had an opportunity to, and then Alex Burrows had to go ahead and bite one of the Boston Bruins players on the finger during Game 3, and then they just blew the whole series.
What year was that?
2012.
Okay.
2011. Right in there.
Something there. Yeah. We talked earlier about the Boston City winning pro championships. They've won a Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, NBA title, and then
They certainly won a World Series.
Yeah. So
in most epic fashion, coming back from down 3-0 in the ALCS and then winning a World Series.
Why do you have to bring that up? Just they won the World Series.
Because it's factual, and it's one of the great World Championship wins
in
sports.
Might be back tomorrow.
What are you a fan of?
Yankees.
It don't matter who you're a fan are when you're talking about it. If it's a fact, it's a fact.
You Yankees and Cowboys fans, why don't you be a fan like the Bucks?
I was born into it. Seriously.
And the Padres.
I'm not.
Man, why don't you grow up during this 22-hour break?
I'm not ashamed to mention who I like.
Justin Beasley, thanks for your time. Crazy Charlie, Prednik Nation, already up, ready to go. All your
all
hockey
done.
Stuff. All done. Find it, search it out, seek it, embrace it, know it, love it, want it. See you tomorrow.